Now it's time for Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party.
Kia ora, Tracy. Are you there?
I am.
Hello,
sorry,
hello.
Excuse my voice. I've got the flu.
Oh, no. That's sad to hear. So today I thought I'd start out with one of the main controversies which has come out over the past week has been this back and forth between New Zealand First and the Green Party. This all started last Sunday when Green Party co-leader Matiria Ture said on Q&A that New Zealand First and Winston Peters have a very racist approach to immigration policy. What are your takes on these allegations, Tracy?
First of all, I think it's just really, really disappointing. And it's disappointing on lots of levels. For me personally, I've worked really closely with Catherine Delahunty, with Kennedy Graham. Kennedy Graham and I are on the executive of Globe New Zealand, working around climate change for the country. Catherine and I work on education really closely. Jan Logie and I have worked together to support women's legislation through the House. So it's really, really disappointing to then actually hear, from the co-leader of the Greens that as far as they're concerned, I practice divisive politics. So that was a shame. I thought that was a real shame. Secondly, their values, number six of their values is that they will engage respectfully without personal attacks. So that's kind of a shame that they went there. And if you have a look at our immigration policy, even Matiria yesterday on the radio said that there are parts of it that they absolutely agree with. And none of our immigration policy is based on race. So I just think overall it was really, really disappointing.
Why do you think she would have come out stating these allegations then? Do you feel like she has no basis to be accusing NZ First about this?
Well, I think I didn't really understand it on the day. But then a poll came out that showed that New Zealand First and the Greens are sitting around about level, according to that poll, which is around about 11%. So I guess then it made a little bit more sense to me.
Yeah. You have to admit, though, that Winston Peters does have a long history of negative rhetoric towards the race of immigrants coming into New Zealand. For example, he described New Zealand as the last Asian colony in, I think it was back in the 90s. And then just recently he came out berating two Asian New Zealand Herald journalists for writing a pro-immigration article. I mean, you must see where she might be coming from this, right?
Well, I'd have to ask this question. Are those two journalists Asian?
Yes, they were.
Right. So, because I think it's Jack McDonald, who is the young Green Party candidate that was on The Nation, I think, or something on the weekend. He put out a tweet after he'd been on there saying that sitting on a plane, listening to the air hostess, heavy Asian accent, but beautiful te reo Māori.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that racist to mention that she had an Asian accent?
No, not of course.
Right, so I guess it depends who's saying it, does it? Who's pointing out that in one context it's okay to say that this person, who's obviously Asian, because Jack could have just said, listening to some beautiful te reo Māori. But in the other context, apparently it's not okay for the Right Honourable Winston Peters to mention the person's ethnic background.
But Winston was insinuating that the Asian New Zealand Herald journalists were trying to further their own basically racial bias rather than just complimenting them on the where they are from.
Was he?
Yeah.
That's your interpretation of that sentence, was it?
Mm.
But that's your interpretation of that sentence. That's your interpretation of that sentence. That's not what that sentence said.
Can you explain to me what it does mean?
Well, read the words as the words say, and that this, and in the same way, what is Jack McDonald trying to say with regard to why did he need to mention the person's ethnic background? What you're saying is now that your interpretation of what Jack said was a positive recognition of somebody's ethnic background, and that what Right Honourable Winston Peters said is a negative interpretation of that person's ethnic background. Now, that's got to be in the eye of the beholder, I would say, do you?
But, these are two wholly separate issues, are they not, though? One is...
Well, they are, but I find it very difficult to be criticised on the one hand for a member of New Zealand First identifying a person's ethnic background when the Green Party, who's the person making all the noise about it, on the other hand, it's no problem for them to identify a person's ethnic background.
So you say that the Green Party have have a similar rhetoric which they are putting out?
Well, what I'm saying is that Jack McDonald made reference to, unnecessarily made reference to, a person's ethnic background in a tweet on Sunday, and there's not a sound about it. It was not necessary to identify that this individual had an Asian accent. They were a New Zealander on a New Zealand plane talking in Te Reo Māori. And I'm asking for the standard to be the same, is what I'm asking for.
Right. Okay. So moving on then, current polling, as you mentioned just before, is showing that Labour is polling at 26 points, Greens and New Zealand First are at about 11. Do you think these statements will have any impact on a potential coalition to form a Labour-led government?
Well, New Zealand First isn't talking about coalitions with anybody at the moment. All numbers have an effect downstream. So once the final vote is taken and the percentages are out there, then obviously there's going to be an impact based on what those percentages are. But New Zealand First is incredibly focused on just this. We're getting to the election. We're getting the largest number possible for New Zealand First from the party vote, from the electorate vote for the 23rd of September. We're in no conversations with anybody about coalitions or negotiations at this stage at all.
Right, but hypothetically, would this have any impact at all?
Well, hypothetically, all numbers have an impact, don't they? So in an MMP environment, every single one of these percentages has an impact. But it's the variation of the impact is so wide that we could go round and round and round what might happen. But until the people vote, it's all pointless. It's pointless energy and pointless conversation.
Right. So essentially, New Zealand First is waiting until final results come out, until actually contemplating if a coalition might be a profitable venture, basically.
I don't know about profitable, because we don't actually make any more money than any other member of parliament when we get there. But
metaphorically.
I get what you're saying. And exactly. But you see, neither can anybody else. This is why we've always had a problem. We are accused of not telling the New Zealand public who we'll go with before an election. How anybody makes these statements before the people actually vote has always baffled me. I work with as many people across the House as I can, regardless of their party, to get the best outcome for New Zealand. In the last 6 years that I've been there, I've done that, which is why I had a bill passed unanimously by this House last Parliament. So up until the people vote and we know what the numbers are, then the day after we can have a look and see what we can do and how will it be the best outcome for New Zealand First voters and the direction of the country.
Right. And shortly after Today's statement, Peters came out at a public speech in Balclutha warning that there will be consequences to the Green Party. What is he insinuating here? What consequences is he talking about?
Well, I think a consequence already would be that it's affected my relationship with Green Party MPs. It has to. They've just stood up and said that, the politics that I stand for, they believe to be racist and divisive. So a consequence already is that my working relationship with Green Party MPs is affected. With regard to any other consequence downstream, you have to wait to see how the people vote, and then see what comes out.
Right.
But there's already been a consequence.
So there are no planned, retaliation against this at all.
No, well, we haven't had any conversation about retaliation. We've got far too much to do to spend our time, talking about trying to get back at the Green Party. Well, I haven't had any conversation like that at all. Ultimately, it's just disappointment. And, it's just disappointment, really.
Right. And so moving on to our second topic now, New Zealand First have released a policy announcing that they will see a stop to synthetic carpeting being installed in government-funded buildings and state housing, opting instead for wool. What is the purpose of this policy?
Ultimately, it's about supporting New Zealand. So that the purpose of the policy is that you've got New Zealand sheep farmers, wool producers, you've got New Zealand carpet mills, you've got New Zealand retailers. And I noticed that the Taxpayers Union came out about, what a dumb idea this is, that it would cost this much more money to actually put carpet and so on and so forth. What the Taxpayers Union doesn't seem to understand is that money is just a money go-round. It comes, you know, it's paid from one person to another, and it's only when it leaves your country that it starts to leach away from the potential inside what is the New Zealand environment. So if we pay a New Zealand sheep farmer, who we've already paid for the roading to get the sheep there and all these other sort of things, we've already invested in these businesses. If we pay them to produce the wool and then go to a New Zealand carpet manufacturing plant where they're, with New Zealanders employed, and then we create that market, all those people pay tax on everything that we've just reinvested. And let's not forget, it's their money at the start of the equation.
Mm.
So it's their taxpayers' dollars that we're buying their product from, upon which they pay tax, and who employ the New Zealand workers, of which they pay tax. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. So why focus on like carpeting? Why not instill subsidies for wool farmers instead?
Well, because wool farmers don't want subsidies. They don't want to be considered beneficiaries of the taxpayer. They want, like every other New Zealander, they want to be validated. They want to give to their community and to their country, and they want to do it through hard work. They don't want a subsidy.
Mm. And what about costings for this? I can't imagine that recarpeting thousands of buildings is going to be cheap. So how much is all of this estimated to cost?
Well, it's not recarpeting, first of all. So we're not ripping up everything that's, that doesn't need to be ripped up and putting down wool carpet. What we're talking about is that under the government procurement plan, when you've got to replace carpeting, rather than decide you're going to go for an imported synthetic product, we are going to say that wool carpeting needs to be the first considered option. And we're talking about the same thing with regard to insulation. New Zealand produced wool insulation. So all we're saying is we want to give some real muscle to buy New Zealand made.
Right. So the purpose of this is to bolster that section of the market, essentially.
Yeah, the purpose is to support New Zealand farmers, New Zealand industry, and New Zealand employees.
Right, right. Thank you very much for joining us again this week, Tracy.
All right, you take care.
You too. See you later.
That was Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party. The Wire.